Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Last fall, Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia introduced a House resolution expressing the sense of Congress that the United States should not engage in the construction of what is called a NAFTA superhighway, or enter into any type of North American union with Mexico and Canada. This resolution did not pass before Congress adjourned in December, but the new Congress surely ought to open an investigation to get all the details about such plans out on the table for public view. Congressman Goode's resolution pointed out that the economic and physical security of the United States is impaired by the potential loss of control of our borders, and that we are concerned about the plan to build a NAFTA superhighway from the west coast of Mexico through the United States and up into Canada, which would be a major highway of a North American union. He pointed out that it would be difficult for Americans to collect insurance from Mexican companies that employ Mexican drivers if there were any accidents, and that foreign trucks in our country can pose a safety hazard due to inadequate maintenance and inspection of the trucks. He also pointed out that a NAFTA superhighway can facilitate the entry into the United States of illegal drugs, illegal human smuggling, and terrorist activities. Another aspect of these plans is that the NAFTA superhighway is expected to be controlled by foreign companies collecting the tolls, and that would threaten the sovereignty of the United States. Congressman Goode and the co-sponsors of his resolution concluded that, first, the United States should not engage in the construction of a NAFTA superhighway. Second, the United States should not enter into a North American union with Mexico and Canada. And third, the President and Congress should indicate strong opposition to these proposals that really threaten the sovereignty of the United States.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Despite all the public debate over NAFTA, like most Americans, you still probably don't have all the facts. If you'd like more information on the secrets and hidden agenda behind NAFTA, just write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Mention the word NAFTA. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why isn't there a special name for the tops of your feet? Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have a couple of... Beth has been working on the Chronicle for the past couple of days. I have not seen a copy of it yet, but in there is an article that I wrote entitled Sovereign Wealth Funds. And Sovereign Wealth Funds is what it amounts to, that there are a lot of nations over there that have more money than they know what to do with, and now they don't know how to invest it, so they're coming and buying part of the United States. And in the article, I quoted a gentleman by the name of Patrick A. Malloy, and he has served as a member of a 12-person bipartisan United States-China Economic Security Review Commission. He also teaches international trade law. He is a professor at George Mason University, and he feels kind of like I do concerning what's happening to the economy, not only to this country, but to the world in general. And with him, we have Freddie Stokes, who, of course, was a founder and organizer of the Organization for Competitive Markets. I'll say first, hi, Fred.
Barry, how are you?
Good. Good to have you with us. And now we'll say good morning, Patrick A. Pat Malloy.
Thank you for having me on. I'm very honored to have this opportunity to talk with a large number of the American people.
Well, I wish it was a larger number, but being politically incorrect as I am, it's difficult to have affiliates that want to pick you up, because the bulk of Americans just literally do not want to hear the truth. Do you agree to that?
Well, I don't know whether they don't want to hear it, or whether people for various reasons, it's uncomfortable to be told the truth, because we're getting ourselves in such a bad situation, and people want a picture that the future is going to be rosy. And the way I see it, these trends that we're now witnessing, it's not going to be so rosy for our children and our grandchildren. I have three children. And I look at the future that I had, because my forebears worked hard and built a good country for me, and I don't think we're doing the same thing for our next generation.
It bothers me a lot. I don't think we're doing the same thing for you and I.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Everybody talks about the next generation. It won't happen in my lifetime. I said, well, you're not planning on living very long, are you?
Yeah.
Because it's happening so fast right before our very eyes. I got a call the other day from a good friend of mine, and he's a highly intelligent individual. And he says, Derry, I listen to you every day except when you have this particular guest on. And it's a person that talks like you and I are going to visit here in just a few minutes. But he says, you guys scare me. And I said, we're not trying to scare you. We're not trying to frighten anybody. We're trying to get people to see what's out there. You know, if you're driving 80 miles an hour and you see a sharp curve coming up, somebody needs to tell you to slow down a little bit, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. And one, let me just tell you, Derry, I'm so honored to be on this show because my mother's family had a dairy farm up in northeastern Pennsylvania, Wayne County, and I used to go up there and work on the summers, and it was a great period of my life to be able to be working with people who earned their living, from the land itself. But we had about 112 milkers up there. It was fun. You'd bring in the hay and shovel the manure, and it really put you in touch with reality. And I think so many of our national leaders, unfortunately, never had that ability to be in touch with reality. And I very much value that period of my life.
Well, let's get on to sovereign wealth funds, because here we have the United States and Britain and Australia and a few other countries that are going broke by the minute, and then we have other countries that have so much money they don't know what to do with it, so they're buying our infrastructure. Isn't that what sovereign wealth funds is all about?
Let me, if I can describe it briefly.
Please do.
There are two groups of countries that are getting these sovereign wealth funds. One are the oil-producing countries in the Middle East and elsewhere, Norway included, because they're a major oil producer. We are a major oil importer. We send dollars out of the country to get this oil. Those countries are not sending those dollars back to buy U.S. goods, but they have the dollars. Now, they've kept them in government reserves and buying U.S. Treasury bills, et cetera. Now they've decided that they will also put some of these funds in a mutual fund that will come and buy U.S. assets, not just U.S. Treasury bills, but start buying portions of the U.S. economy, American companies, American infrastructure, because they think they can get a higher rate of return. And also, I think they can get political and strategic influence. Now, that's the oil producers. There's another whole group of countries out there, particularly in Asia, which manipulate their currencies, keeping them undervalued. Now, what does that do? It makes it more difficult for us to export to them because our goods are more expensive for their people. It makes it cheaper for their goods to be sent here, and we buy a lot more of them. And then it gives an incentive for our corporations to go there, produce goods, and sell them back here. So it's kind of a development strategy on their part. So what do? We send those dollars, say, to a country like China. China, we're going to have a trade deficit of about $300 billion. So they have those dollars. Now, they've been buying treasury bills, and we say, great, because then we have our interest rates lower because we're running a budget deficit that keeps our interest rates lower. But now they've decided, well, we want to put some of these funds into a different kind of fund where we're going to come and buy U.S. strategic assets, and that's what they're doing.
Okay,
so
it's
our fault that they have the dollars.
Okay, we're going to take a break right here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Fred Stokes and Patrick Malloy, and we're talking about the sovereign wealth funds, these foreign governments investing here in our infrastructure. By the way, Fred, I'm going to let Pat do as much talking as he can. He's the expert on this subject. You just chime in anytime you feel like you need to, okay?
Well, I'm not all that confident on this subject. Pat is the expert, so I'm listening.
Okay. Well, whenever you feel like you need to voice your opinion, just say, hey, it's time for Freddie to be heard. Anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
We have Freddie ready, all right? Now, you were about to tell us, Pat, about these sovereign wealth funds and how we got, how these countries got to amass so much money. And now they don't know what to do with it all.
Right. Now, the oil-producing countries, we've been talking about our dependence upon these foreign countries for oil for over 35 years. You remember back in the 72, 73 period when they put an embargo on us. At that point in our history, we should have seen what was coming and move toward energy independence in this country.
Hey, we did, but we had a bunch of ecological idiots out there that said, oh, you can't, there's a lot of oil in the Anwar, but you still can't because there might be a grizzly bear up there someplace.
Well, I honestly think that's a small part of it. We should have been developing technologies to free us. I mean, what's wrong with solar energy and wind power and those sorts of things? We should have been, or other things that you can make. Now we're making oil out of corn, et cetera. There are ways to do this, and we could have spurred our own technological advance by putting that kind of money in. And instead, we didn't, and we continue to ship this money out of the country to buy this oil. Now, as other countries like China and India become major oil consumers, they are competing with us for the available oil, driving up the price. It's what, remember back when we were kids, what was it, $10 a barrel? Now it's going to be over $100. It's going to be $100 a barrel, and I don't think it's going to stop there.
Well, I remember.
Obviously, we have to move toward energy independence as quickly as possible.
I don't remember what oil was a barrel when I was a kid, but gasoline for most of my young lifetime was 20 cents a gallon.
Yeah. Yeah, now what is it? I filled up the other day. I think it was $3.40 a gallon.
Something like that.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, okay, now that's one thing you got to do. The other thing we have to understand, people talk about this free trade, and it's a lot of nonsense. What is going on here, particularly in the Asian countries, Japan, China, and these other countries, they had strategies to, you know, we were the major producers of high technology goods, automobiles, airplanes, and other things, and therefore we were the dominant power, and we were richer than other people. Now, they looked at that, and they said, well, geez, that shouldn't be that way. We're smart and tougher and smart. And so they developed strategies to move those industries from here to there so that they could be the predominant economic technological powers in the world.
And we're going to have to take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting, as I've mentioned a couple of times, with a couple of gentlemen. Fred Stokes is with us, along with Patrick Malloy, who knows a lot about the sovereign wealth funds and how foreign governments are buying our infrastructure. I don't remember where we left off, Patrick, but you were saying something very important. So would you continue,
please?
Well,
here's what I was trying to tell you. On the Asians have these economic strategies. Now, part of what they're doing is deliberately underpricing their currency. Now, why would a country do that? Because it gains trade advantages by doing it. It means that their goods coming to you are cheaper, so you buy more of them. It means your goods going to them are more expensive for them to buy, so they buy fewer of them. Three, and the very important thing, it gives incentives to our manufacturers to move jobs from here to there, produce there, and ship back here. Now, why would a corporation do that? A corporation is focused on shareholder value. That's their job, to make more money for their shareholders. And by the way, the CEOs then get some nice bonuses when they do that. some of them get bonuses even when they drive the company into the ground. But
I was going to say they don't have to make a profit to get $1 million or $2.
That's right.
Bonuses.
We've seen that now in some of these Wall Street guys driving these companies into the grounds and walk off with. But here's the theory. But they are focused on the shareholder value. So if you move your production to China and ship it back here, you don't have to pay your Chinese worker as much. Two, you can get the higher return for your shareholders and for the guys who run the corporation, but it's very bad for America. And we put ourselves in these other countries, not just they provide incentives for our corporations to go there. They might build factories for them, they might provide tax holidays, because they know they want that high technology jobs there rather than here. And we have no strategy in this country to deal with that kind of problem. We just keep talking about free trade as if we're trading with Canada, which is quite a different matter, or the UK or Europe. That was a different matter. These Asian countries have these strategies, and we're being taken in by it year after year. So they accumulate all these dollars from running these trade surpluses. And then the governments have these dollars. It's not like private sector guys have these dollars in China. The governments have them, and they come back and they start buying up. Government is buying up key assets in this country, which gives them more influence over us. Let me just give you a good example of this. There's a guy named Peter Navarro who teaches out at University of California, and he talked about this. He says, now, China invests its money here, and they gain influence over decisions in our country, and they also get people to lobby against legislation to promote fair trade with China. Let me give you an example. Here's a publication called Inside U.S.-China Trade, and it talks about U.S. major corporations have opened a new campaign against Congress passing legislation to confront China over its currency manipulation. And who's involved in this effort? We have the Walmart, Procter & Gamble, Microsoft, Boeing, Caterpillar. They're all involved in fighting legislation that's being proposed in the Congress to penalize goods coming from China when they get this underpriced currency. So, I mean, it's a very, very, very difficult thing. And the longer it goes on, the more influence they get over our country.
And, you know, it's not only Walmart and those type of operations that we have that are trying to destroy America. In our own country, and I know more, and Freddie can tell you this, Freddie and I know more about agriculture than we do about anything else.
Yeah.
We're still not very smart, but we're a lot smarter than we used to be. And we see our own organizations, as well as the United States Department of Agriculture, turning against the producers in this country. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the Pork Producers Association, all of these organizations have been bought and paid for by these lobbyists, and they go right along with them. You mentioned here Inside U.S.-China Trade. Now, you spoke before a congressional hearing. I guess it was a congressional, wasn't it? It was the United States-China Economic and Security Review Commission. Who was that?
No, I testified before the United States Senate Banking Committee.
Oh.
I was the general counsel of the Senate Banking Committee under, remember Senator Proxmire for Wisconsin?
Okay.
He was my boss. I was the general counsel up there. And they invited me back up there just in November to testify on this sovereign wealth fund issue in order to lay out as best I could what is happening and why. And I did that. And I think Fred sent you that testimony.
Yeah, I have it here.
Yeah. Now, I'm also a member of this China Commission that was set up by the Congress to look at this whole relationship with China, the trade, the economics, and what it means to the national security interest of the United States.
Can you tell those people anything? I mean, yes, you can tell them, but does it register?
Well, what the commission every year puts out this, we do hearings and we get intelligence briefings. We've traveled to China. We try to understand what is happening here. And we put a report out to Congress every year. There's a website, maybe you're with, that they put everything on, www.uscc.gov. That's www.uscc.gov. That means U.S. China Commission. that's worthwhile for your listeners to be aware of. Anything, all these reports are on there. The commission has been talking about China's economic strategy and what they're
doing. Hey, we're going to have to, we got a sharp break here. We must take it right now.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices eased Monday on profit-taking as oil fell below $96 and the dollar strengthened. Gold closed in New York down $3.70 to $859.30 an ounce. Silver fell 14 cents to $15.14. In the Middle Ages, gold fetched nearly $3,000 an ounce in real terms. Perhaps we should now regard the Middle Ages as the proper benchmark price, reports London Telegraph. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will, too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com.
Most people have heard the term sustainable development, but can you define it? Many people can't. Even the legislators and lawmakers that blindly implement sustainable development's political ideologies. The definition can be found in Agenda 21, a United Nations blueprint of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the UN, governments, and major groups in every area in which humans impact the environment. Still not sure what it is? Get the pamphlet Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. This easy-to-read 22-page booklet will explain its origins, theoretical underpinnings, major programs, and the means by which it is being implemented. Send $5, check, cash, or money order per copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's $5 per requested copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he lives on a one-way dead-end street and he doesn't know how he got there. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Pat, going into the commercial break, you were telling us about the United States-China Commission, which you are a member of, right?
Yeah. Let me just, this is a bipartisan commission. There are 12 members, three appointed by the Speaker of the House, three appointed by the Republican leader of the House, three appointed by the Democratic leader in the Senate, three appointed by the Republican leader, bipartisan. And this last report the commission produced in November 2007, unanimous, all both parties, both houses, their number one recommendation is that the Congress enact legislation to stop China's currency manipulation by treating it as an illegal export subsidy that we can put taxes on the imports coming here in order to penalize this illegal practice that the Chinese are using. Now, the problem is that the companies that are benefiting from this are all lobbying against this kind of legislation being considered in the Congress. So it's a very difficult. You have the experts, you have the bipartisan group recommending, but then you have a lot of other people with other interests at stake getting into the process and trying to hold up this. Now, the other thing I want to just tell your readers, there's more and more American investment going into China. And it's not just manufacturing. Now we're doing R&D in China. Now, what does R&D do? It permits the Chinese to move up the technological food chain. You know, they're
for those of us that don't know what R&D is, what is
research and development.
Okay.
That's you put money into developing new technologies. You know, the Chinese are developing a tremendous capacity in space. They knocked down one of their own satellites just to show that they have that capacity. Now, part of our ability to monitor things around the world is we have all these satellites. They're showing us that they have the ability to maybe neutralize that. If you're Chinese, you want to move your country forward, they have a plan. And we have no plan. When we try to develop one, we find many of our own interests are lobbying against Congress's efforts to move in this direction. So I think the American people need to rise up and understand what is happening and call for the reduction of the influence of lobbyists in Washington. I think it's a very important move.
You see, the way I see it, and Freddie, I know we've talked about this time and time again, these multinational corporations have gotten so big and so rich that they just walk in there and wave money at these people, and, hey, they've got them under control.
You brought up the point in ag about the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the various other ag groups that have been hijacked and don't represent the farmer. You've got exactly the same situation here. These big organizations, the National Association of Manufacturers, for example, has a membership that includes vast numbers of U.S. manufacturers, but it's dominated by the very entities that Pat mentioned that's lobbying the Congress against any reform of the trade situation, which is killing us.
All right, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is right in there with them.
The U.S. Business Roundtable, and on it goes. It's exactly the same thing. These are captured organizations by these big multinational interests, and they make Benedict Arnold look like a Boy Scout. They're perfectly willing to scuttle this country to make a buck. It's pathetic.
Did you start to say something there, Pat?
Well, here's what you have. Let's go back and focus on the system that we've got where these guys are focused on shareholder value. So Walmart will say, well, we can increase shareholder value by stocking all of our shelves with these imported goods from China. Well, that may be very, very, very good for their shareholders, but I'm not so sure it's good for the United States.
Okay, who does Walmart think they're going to sell to when everybody in this country's broke?
Well, I'm sure that they're going to be thinking they're going to be selling in other countries.
But see, the elite, they don't shop at Walmart anyway. They go to Tiffany's and wherever.
Gary, a question that's been in my mind, where do they plan on their grandkids living after they screw this country up?
I don't think they're concerned about grandkids. They probably aborted all them anyway.
I think, here's my view, Gary, is that they're driven by a system that focuses on the shareholder value. Other people, other countries have figured out how to incentivize this system, and that our corporations make higher profits by moving production R&D there and shipping back here. And they've helped create this international trading system that permits them to do that. And we have no counter strategy. Let me just give you an example. You remember China joining the WTO in 2001?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, why did China want to do that so badly? If China didn't get most favored nation trade treatment by being in the WTO, their average tariff coming into this country would be 42%. Once they got permanent MFN by being in the WTO, the average tariff was 2.5%. So what does that mean? That means that American company now will say, gee, 2.5% tariff, not 42%. I'm going to move my production there and ship back here. I can make a lot more money. No labor cost, no environmental cost, underpriced currency, subsidies from the government, and that's exactly what they're doing. And the company's saying, well, it increases profits for my shareholders by doing it this way. Maybe it does. So you get the rich getting richer, and you get the average American, I think, getting poorer. And that's the situation we're in right now.
And, you know, I saw that. I have an article here, and I don't know where it came from. Let me see if I can find it. I always lose things on my desk here. But Japan is going through exactly the same thing right now. The rich are getting richer. Everybody in the United States, I say everybody, but let's go back to manufacturing. The manufacturing jobs in the United States, the manufacturers where they're still here, have gone to part-time or temporary employees. Japan's done the same thing. And they say in Japan, just like in the United States, they're getting two classes of people. The middle class is just about done away with. Did you see that article?
I didn't see it, but I did.
I think I might have sent it to you.
I think you sent it to me, friend. But anyway, we've got several callers here. We did have. The lights were all flashing. What happened to them, Jeff? Who do we have? There's still a light. We have Chris. Okay, Chris, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, this government could do a lot to help our energy crisis. But, the biggest part of our gases is taxes. And so they're not going to get us on solar because they can't tax the sun. If they'd give tax breaks like they do the oil companies, we could all get off the grid. If a quarter of the company got off the grid and got on solar, we wouldn't have an energy crisis anymore. So why doesn't the government move that direction? It's because of the taxes. There's no way to tax the sun. If nobody has an electric bill or a fuel bill, this country would go into be tax broke with the government. Do you guys realize that?
I'll bet they can figure out a way to tax the sun.
Tax everything else, tax you when you're dead. But out here in the Southwest where we live, I know lots of people that are off the grid, and that would make the government awful nervous because they can't track your electric bill. They don't know what you're using electricity on. It's just, no control. You give up, the government gives up control of you whenever you get off the grid, too. But our fuel costs, when you get a gallon of gas, what is it, half of it goes to taxes? You know, it's not necessarily the cost of gasoline, it's the taxes that are attached to it, because our government is going unchecked, and there's no, fiscal responsibility up there.
Okay, good comment. Chris, by the way, is from New Mexico, so he's in a little different situation, maybe, than some of us back here in the Midwest or the East. You were talking about how these rich countries, now, with all this cash, they're buying us. In the meantime, here we are, our Federal Reserve System is just printing money by the gobs and the bunches, and we never mention in any of these comments, to my knowledge we haven't, what about the Bank of England, the European Central Bank, what about those big central banks, because it's the central banks of Asia and some of these Asian countries, and as well as some of these oil-rich countries that are buying up the infrastructure. Here in the United States, our banks, all they're doing is just printing more money to make our dollar worth less to make the situation worse. Am I wrong or right on that?
Yeah, let me just, I think this is an important point. And the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, former Congressman Cox, who's now the chairman of the SEC, made a major speech recently on these sovereign wealth funds, and it was very good. Now, he said traditionally in the United States, we have not wanted our government owning big chunks of our economy because we thought that we reduce our own freedom. We don't want our government owning big chunks of our economy. We want it in the private hands. But what he warned is when you do these sovereign wealth funds, your government isn't buying big chunks of your economy. Foreign governments are buying big chunks of your economy. So that's a danger because we didn't want our own government owning the economy. Now we're going to let foreign governments own our economy.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned. Let's go to Mike in Wyoming. Hi, Mike. You're up next.
Good morning, Derry. I just wonder, many of these companies that go over to China have a less than stellar success story to tell. Some of them have their technology pirated. Some of them actually, the Chinese will actually set up factories in competition with them using their own technology against them. To what extent is the U.S. government kind of pasting over the problems that these companies experience over there?
Yes, this is the issue of intellectual property theft. When I was in law school, intellectual property meant patents, copyrights, but the lawyers wanted to charge more, so they put a fancy name on intellectual property. But this is what happens. An American company does invest in China, or even Chinese companies getting American pharmaceutical products, learning how to make a similar product, not as good, or maybe even not poisonous, and manufacturing it and shipping it back to the United States. There are whole areas of China turning out these counterfeit goods. The China Commission, probably five years ago, began to urge the U.S. government to crack down on this and to bring cases in the World Trade Organization against China because they're not supposed to be doing this under our own trade agreements with them. Finally, this year, they finally filed a couple cases. But we should say to the Chinese and put money into enforcement, none of this counterfeit stuff is coming into the United States, and just put the money in to stop it. And we don't do it. And I think it's very, very harmful to the American consumer, and it's harmful to some of the American business interests in China. Now, some of the interest in China, the bigger companies go to enormous efforts to try and safeguard their crown jewels so that the Chinese can't get that. But they must do this calculation and still conclude, despite the problem with intellectual property theft, they can still make more money producing the stuff in China and shipping it back here.
Pat, this is Fred Stokes. It's my understanding that most companies who set up shop in China have to joint venture with the Chinese government and share technology with them. Is that correct?
That's been part of the Chinese effort, to have the companies enter joint ventures with the Chinese government, and then the technology gets shared so that the Chinese learn how to do things that they didn't previously know how to do. And they put all kinds of informal pressure on the companies to transfer technology to China as part of the price of doing business in China. Now, they're not supposed to do that, but the companies are the ones that would have to complain, and a lot of them don't, because they can make a profit by letting that system go on for them.
Okay, let's take the final break of the hour. We will be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
My friend G.B. Oliver, who's executive director of the Paragon Foundation, produces a beautiful magazine. And to tell you about it, here's G.B.
I'm using that magazine to educate people and inform people about what's going on. If you've got internet capabilities, look up paragonfoundation.org. We put out a newsletter every month. Our phone number is
1-877. You never called it. I call it a lot. It's 1-877-847-3443, and that is a toll-free number, 1-877-847-3443. And Nicole doesn't have a thing else to do today.
No, and listen,
answer the phone.
If you want to look at one of those, just tell her to send you one. She'd be glad to send you one. Look it over and look at what we're about and see if this is a part of an organization you'd like to play in.
The first copy's free.
Absolutely. She'll send it to you.
Okay, now we've got her busy for the rest of the day. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
The Journal of the American Medical Association has confirmed that consuming B6 and folic acid significantly lowers the risk of heart attack or death due to heart disease. These proven nutrients, combined with the key ingredient trimethylglycine, makes Cardio-1 the most complete formula for optimal cardiovascular health. White willow bark, known as the natural aspirin, further strengthens this revolutionary product, Cardio-1. A healthy heart needs these proven nutrients, and they're found in Cardio-1, chelation therapy made easy. Chelation has been compared to a roto-rooter in the cardiovascular system. It removes plaque and returns the arterial system to a smooth, healthy state. Removing arterial plaque from your body may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve overall health. To order a 30-day supply of Cardio 1, send $43.95 to Cardio 1, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
And we're in the home stretch here, gentlemen. Let me ask Pat, you've been on several occasions. You have been to China, right?
I have.
Okay.
First time there in 1981.
Okay, now when you go, see, I've done some of this traveling, always on a junket. Back several years ago, the Secretary of Agriculture took me to Asia, and I don't know, I went with the Missouri, not with the Missouri, but with the National Feed Grains Association and different organizations, and you see what they want you to see. Then, in one occasion, I stayed a couple of days found a local person, and this was in South Korea, found a local businessman, and he took me around and showed me what South Korea was really like. Do you get to really see what's going on in these countries, or are you on one of these junket-type things where they just drive you like you're a, you know, like they treat you like you're a herd of cattle?
Well, in it depends on when I go as a member of the China Commission to China, we have a pretty fixed itinerary, and the meetings are set up in conjunction between them and us. We tell them what we want to see, they make a judgment whether that's something they want us to see, etc. And so far, they've been pretty good about letting us see a lot of stuff. But I can't say that I'm like out there just walking around on my own, seeing everything I want to see.
But you have
the itinerary has worked out, and the embassy's involved with it, etc. But here's what the important thing I want to make clear. China had a bad 200 years. They're a great civilization. They rose to great power at one point. They fell apart and had a bad 200 years. They want back. They have a strategy to do it. And the strategy sometimes is at our expense. And so we don't need to get into a Cold War with China. We just need to adopt our own, have our own government institute strategies that counter what they're doing to us.
Right,
instead of letting this thing get worse and worse where they get more influence over us every year.
You said you don't want to get in a Cold War with China. How about getting in a hot war with them?
No, I don't want to get in a hot war with China either.
No, but they say we say China's our number one trading partner, and China says we're their number one enemy.
Yeah, well, we're not. We shouldn't be. I don't think we should always be looking at so-called trading partners. I mean, I think, you know, you have people who have their own interest in trade, and it's different with these Asian countries because it's not like businessmen doing business with businessmen between here and Europe. In the Asia area, and particularly China, you have the government a key partner in all of this stuff. But for example, this company called Huawei, which is a major telecommunications company in China. Now, they want to buy a company in the United States that makes a technology to protect against computer hackers. Now, why would they want to buy this company that protects against computer hackers? Maybe they want to have that technology so they know how to hack, if they ever get to that stage, hack into the U.S.
Well, they've already done that.
That should be thoroughly vetted within the United States government before that transaction is permitted.
I saw some information just a day or two ago, or last week, where they have already hacked into the Department of Agriculture's computers, and they had to shut down Washington for at least the USDA computers for several hours till they figured out what it was, and it showed up in China.
Yeah, well, they do have these young hackers from China hacking into a lot of things. There was an article, I think, in the paper today. The Pennsylvania state government system was hacked into. So my point is that we have to understand they're not a normal trading partner. We have to have different policies, and we have groups in our country that lobby against what we really need to do. And we won't change unless the people really demand it of their representatives in the Congress.
Okay, we're going to, we're just about out of time. Fred, I appreciate you putting me in touch with Patrick Malloy. And, Pat, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest on this show. And now, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where